Hi, this is Annette Becker again. This is November 4th, 2019, and this is the second portion of an interview with Amber Brickle. So Amber, we were just talking about some of the activism that you're doing now, that you have used a lot of the work with the Frack Free Denton movement as kind of like a training ground for yourself for the activism you're doing now.
Yeah, and so just to finish my point, I was just going to say, you know, when you go up against arguably the largest and most powerful lobbying group in the world, the oil and gas industry, and you win by a large margin, and you don't get sued, and you don't get hurt, and your marriage survives, and you make your community a stronger place, like, you learn pretty, like, I feel pretty fearless now with a lot. I feel pretty fearless now, right? And so it's really served me well in this advocacy work that I'm doing, not only for my transgender son, but for all transgender kids in Texas and across the country. You know, we had Ken Paxton, the Attorney General, over for dinner a few years ago to meet my son. I've gone, you know, toe-to-toe with Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. I've sat in a federal courtroom, you know, just to put a face to some of these bans that, you know, that Ken Paxton and Dan Patrick are trying to place on trans accessibility and, like, public spaces. I've been invited to the White House back when it was cool to go to the White House. You know, I met President Obama, and you know, in part to thank my family for our efforts to fight bullying. You know, I've got an op-ed coming out in Time this week about, you know, how I'm pissed off at Ted Cruz about shit about trans people that he's been saying. And again, I don't want that to sound like I'm bragging, like, look at all the stuff I've done, but, like, I use that to paint a picture, like, these are really powerful men in really powerful places who can make my life really difficult, and I'm not going to let them, because, again, like, we won. We as a community won, and I had a role in that, and I'm very proud and grateful for the small role that I played, because it's made me a much stronger advocate for the things I believe in. And I'd like to think that the work that I'm doing with the transgender community has benefited trans kids and non-binary kids. So yeah, it's definitely given me a much stronger voice and a much stronger spine in standing up to bullies, for sure. Yeah,
I love that you draw comparisons between those, because you do, like, it is always kind of a fight.
Yeah, it's always a fight, yeah.